Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Polokwane 28, Johannesburg 26 grade. Ons begin in Durban, waar die saak in 5 months, wat van die moord op bekende kletsruimer Kenan A.K.A. Forbes en sy vriend Tebello Tips Motswane beskuldig word, tot later vandag uitgestel is. Dis omdat die Manzini Landroshof in Eswatini vanoggend een uitspraak in die uitleveringssaak in Siabonga en Belusin Damani sal lever. Die broers het een appel ingedien om die uitleveringsaansoek nietig te laat verklaar. Hulle staan terug op aanklagte van onder meer moord. Forbes en Motswane is in februari verlede jaar in Florida werd doodgeskiet. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Die polisie in Tswane het 361 verdagtes tydens operasie Shanella in Mamelodi Oos en Mamelodi Wes aangekeer. Die operasie het gesoekte verdagtes drankwinkels wat nie aan die wet voldoen nie en onwettige vuurwapens geteken. Polisie woordvoerder Jan van Dyk.
With this operation, 677 persons and 458 vehicles were searched, including 21 vehicles verified to make sure that they were not stolen. 151 auto infringement notices were issued by traffic officials totaling 60,100 rand, with 8 vehicles being impounded or discontinued due to non-compliance with the Road Traffic Act.
FNB voorspel meer as 19,5 miljoen transaksies ter waarde van 3 miljard rand gedurende van jaar se swart vrydag naweek. Die getale betaling sal na verwagting met 40% styg, met aanlyn aankope en verkope met 10% sal toeneem. Intussen voorspel ontleders dat swart vrydag verkope 88 miljard rand tot Suid-Afrikaanse ekonomie kan voeg. Nou, terwyl sommige mense sê dat hulle opgewonde is, sê ander
Well, Black Friday, we do online shopping mostly, so that's where we look. We tend to just scan all the sites online, and if something catches our eye, we buy it.
If you look at it, the specials are actually not even specials, because they're saying 40%, 50% off, but it's like the markup or the original price has gone higher, and you know, you end up spending so much for Christmas and December, you know, they have it at the right time, where January, you just suffer the consequences.
It's the one time everything is a reasonable price, so it's just about seizing opportunity.
Ambtenare van die Departement van Korrektiewe Dienste het gisteraand 'n verrassingsbesoek aan die Mangaung Korrektiewe Sentrum in Bloemfontein gebring. Dit volg na die bekendstelling van Operasie Walla om die feestyd veiligheid, sekerheid en nakoming by gevangenes te verbeter. Die departement se nasionale kommissaris, Magoti Tobogale, sê hulle het tydens die deursoeking verskeie smokkelware, selfone en geld gewind.
These offenders, they are now understanding that having these contrabands in their possession will affect their record. By the way, bringing a contraband into a correctional facility is a criminal activity. So even these offenders that we found with contrabands, we're going to open criminal cases against them.
En die verkiesingskommissie in Namibia sê stemmery sal vandag en môre by aangewese stemlokale voortgaan. Woensdag is stemdag ontseer deur logistieke probleme soos 'n tekort aan stembriewe en lang toue. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The case against 5 men accused of the murder of Kenan A.K.A. Forbes and his friend Tebello Tips Motswane has been adjourned until later today.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.